time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me. This is Natural Solutions Radio, and be proud of yourself, and a little excitement is in order. For however you found yourself here at Natural Solutions Radio, there are no accidents. Here you are, knowing and believing truth, to always be there when you need it. This is the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. You're about to enter the gateway into the world of natural health and freedom technologies, with alternative and complementary therapies all representing the leading edge of natural medicine and social commentary today. Enjoy the information and entertainment you find here at Natural Solutions Radio. Head to healthnaturallyetc.com. That's a live link to the brick and mortar store where any of the products that we talk about here are available, and you can call. The landline is 915 area code 833-0222, and that will take you right to the store where you can order any of those products. First is the top 10 organic mistakes that people make. And, you know, eating right, doing the right thing. So the top 10 organic mistakes. So eating right isn't always perfect. It's not a perfect science, depending upon where you live. But there's, a lot of money being spent in the organic industry now. It's over $40 billion a year. And by 2025, they think the whole organic industry, including natural health, is going to be about $135 billion. One of the things that we know is that people, when they go to a naturopath or a holistic doctor, it's not covered by insurance, and they pay out of pocket. So, and that's why the pharmaceutical company is hot and heavy about trying to stifle some of that. But anyway, there are some health mistakes that people think that they're doing the right thing. Number one is when you see USDA certified organic, it means that the product has been tested by the USDA for heavy metal toxins or contaminations, and that absolutely is not true. Now, California certified organic, that's a different issue. They're much more strict. They test everything. But merely because it says USDA certified organic does not mean that the government has checked it out, checked out the food, and made sure that it doesn't have any toxic material in it. That's one of the first mistakes that people, you know, make. When you forget when your organic food is imported from China, because most of the industrial pollution placed on the earth comes from China. Many of the organic products coming out of China have been found to be contaminated. Almost everything coming out of China has been found to be contaminated. Even furniture, even sheetrock. You have to be careful when anything comes from China. Just be cognizant, look and see. Number three is people will look at organic canola oil. It might even say 100% organic, even expeller pressed or cold pressed. And you will think, oh my God, that is very good. I watch a lot of cooking shows, and you'll see that they use canola oil. And it's supposed to be rated as one of the best oils, and it's nothing could be farther from the truth. Canola oil, above all other oils, causes human blood to coagulate. That is something that causes your blood to be thick and sticking together. And there's a condition called rouleau, or RBC aggregation. That's where the blood cells all stick together. It could be as minor as a protein linkage, or more severe as a rouleau, where they come in stacks of coins, or severe aggregation. And canola oil is one of those oils that cause the most stickiness in your blood and causes them to stick together. And a lot of people don't realize is that the capillaries in your bloodstream are half the size or half the diameter of a red blood cell. A red blood cell is about 7 to 8 microns, maybe 6 to 8 microns large. We like them to be 7 microns is the exact size. They're not round like balls. They're flat like life preservers. That's why they can stick together one on top of each other into this condition called rouleau, which just means a stack of coins. So when you consume canola oil, it causes the most stickiness of your blood. That is something that we don't want. So even if it says expeller pressed, cold pressed, organic, never use canola oil. And canola oil stands for Canadian oil. It used to be called rapeseed oil, but then they changed it because people didn't want to buy it, and they called it canola oil. But it would be the oil that thickens your blood the most. It's going to cause heart attack, stroke. We think it's because it thickens the blood, especially in the brain, that's when you can get dementia and symptoms of Alzheimer. That's number three. Number four is eating too many dairy products, even when they're organic dairy products like milk and cheese and ice cream. They cause a lot of mucus in the body, and they cause excess mucus formation, and that mucus is almost the beginning of the inflammatory process. Even though the dairy products will be organic, one of the things that I suggest, and I invite you to do the same things, those listening, is don't drink milk. Of all things, do not drink cow's milk. Now, a little cheese, yogurt, cottage cheese, you know, that's a different thing. Ireland, you know, it's called the Emerald Isle. It's meaning the greenest country in the world. In Ireland, cows, by law, can only eat grass. So their milk and butter and all of the other dairy products are quite different. But I suggest, please, don't drink milk. You can drink coconut milk, I think, is one of the better ones. Then there's flax milk, hemp milk, cashew milk, almond milk. There's all kinds. Rice milk I don't use very much. I think it's still the carbohydrate part is still a little too high. Yet coconut milk to me is one of the best. They now make coconut yogurt. So yogurt made from coconut milk, and they even make now ice cream made from coconut. Who doesn't want a little cup of ice cream once in a while? The vanilla ice cream from the coconut milk or the berry ice cream from coconut milk is killer. Again, because you're, by law, cows can only eat grass, the cheese is going to be higher grade. It's going to have more vitamin K2 in it. And then number five is eating too much organic breads and pasta. Even though they're organic, they still have a lot of gluten. And gluten is one of those proteins that really makes your blood sticky. Now, some people have a gluten sensitivity, so you can tell because it'll cause an inflammatory condition in the bowel. Celiac disease is what it's called. But at the same time, some people, you'll notice if you're having loose bowels quite often when you're having organic breads or organic pastas, that may be the reason. Because gluten, it can clog up your intestinal tract. It could lead to polyps and constipation or inflammation where you're having chronic loose bowels. So we work as much as possible to stay away from regular breads and grains. Now, when you go to the health food store or even some of the supermarkets now, you can go into the frozen food section. And the frozen food section, they have Essene bread or Ezekiel bread or sprouted grain bread. So anyway, I'll continue this when we get back. Some of the grains like millet or amaranth or quinoa, those are a little bit more, I think, healthier grains. So we stay away from the wheat unless it's the sprouted wheat. And again, when you see that Essene bread, it's that real thick kind of bread, Ezekiel bread, and you can get flat breads, gluten-free flat breads. Everything you buy, you want to be GMO-free. So that's number five. We'll cover the next five when we get back. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
We are back. I've got some interesting comments. One of them is talking about that her thyroid is off. TSH was high. Whenever the TSH is high, that means that the thyroid is too low. They're inversely proportioned. TSH stands for thyroid stimulating hormone. And basically, since 73 is when the TSH was invented or used. And then since then, the medical profession only uses TSH to measure. If you can go to a holistic MD, functional medical MD, they'll usually do a complete thyroid profile. That can give us a little bit more information. But hers, she added the iodine. I suggest everybody taking iodine, really, on the planet. People used to take iodine from iodized salt, but everybody's on salt-free diets. So there are some foods. Black radishes, as an example, is one of the higher foods with iodine. Also, seaweeds, wakame, kombu, kelp. These are dulse. I love dulse, especially dried dulse. To me, it's like beef jerky, and I'm a vegetarian, but you want to chew something sometimes like that. So sometimes the iodine is not enough. You may need iron or selenium or vitamin A, all of those nutrients, vitamin B3. They're all needed for the thyroid to work. So that's why we take something like Prime Longevity that has most of all of the B complex in it that helps. You have to have selenium for your thyroid to work, and all of these. The fish oil is usually where you can get your vitamin A, and those will contribute to making your thyroid better. So sometimes, though, we need to add a little help from your functional medical doctor. You can get a prescription for Armour Thyroid. There's a couple of companies like Armour, Westroid, and so you can get a concentrated thyroid, and then that's going to have T4, T3, T2, T1, and that's going to help. Now, for those of you that don't want to go to your physician and get a prescription, Health Naturally, we have what's called bovine thyroid from organic cows from New Zealand and also from South America. They're organic, and so they take those thyroids when they butcher the cows, and you can get, it's either called B thyroid or P thyroid. The P thyroid, which is from porcine or pork, is getting more and more difficult to get. That's the closest to human thyroid, but I don't like the pork thyroid because it's pork, and having a name like Eliezer Ben Joseph, it's not Irish. I don't like to take pork products. So the B thyroid works very well. And one of the things you can do, it's actually what it says, B thyroid, and it's bovine. The same way you start very slow with the iodine, one drop a day, only one drop every 4 or 5 or 6 days is added. And depending upon your weight, if you're around 150 pounds or more, you want at least 4 or 5 drops of iodine. And you would start with one capsule of the B thyroid, and you would monitor your temperature. Temperature in the morning should always be 97.8 or higher. That's usually when it's the lowest. And during the day, 98.4 or higher. When it's lower than that, it usually means either low iodine or you're not absorbing the iodine, and that's where you need these other nutrients, or you need a little help. That's where you need the iodine or the thyroid itself. So you can get the B thyroid, but you would only add that capsule once a week or one every 2 weeks. You let your body get used to it. Unless you have very high hyperthyroid, then what you would do, instead of starting with one drop of iodine, you would start with 10 drops, because that would suppress the thyroid. It's like when the government gives out iodine pills because there might have been a nuclear reaction. So that's it for her thyroid. Someone had their heart valve replaced. They couldn't replace the rest. But to fix your heart, what you want to do is take an herb called hawthorn berry. That's one of the best tonics. It comes as a liquid or as a extract, tinctures, or capsules. We use Nature's Sunshine herbs. We think they're some of the best in the country. They've never failed an independent laboratory assay since 1972 when they were created. Also, garlic helps the heart and, of course, cholesterol, but cayenne pepper and the cayenne pepper powder is one of the best things in the world to help rebuild your heart. And you can carry cayenne pepper around with you if you have heart disease, because if you ever think you're having a heart attack, you get a half a teaspoon to a teaspoon of cayenne pepper, put it in a glass of water, and just drink that down. That will stop a heart attack in about 30 seconds. That's what you can do. Nature Sunshine makes one called HS2, which has got the hawthorn and cayenne and garlic already mixed in it. And you can take those, or you can learn to take cayenne pepper, those of you that can handle the hot cayenne pepper. For those of you that can, you want to learn to, again, drink water properly. I talk about it all the time, a glass of water an hour before each meal, and also 2 hours after each meal, and then a glass of water with the meal, room temperature. And in that, you put 1 or 2 teaspoons of apple cider vinegar, or you can use the new vinegar now on the market that comes from coconut water. So they're making a coconut vinegar from the coconut water. And it's very, very good. So either Bragg's apple cider vinegar or the coconut water vinegar. And then you put in 1/4 to 1/2 teaspoon of cayenne pepper with that. And that water you take your vitamins with, and you can drink with your meal. And then at the end of the meal, you would save 1 good gulp to get everything down, and then wait. And then 2 hours after the meal, your 3rd glass of water. So that's going to help your digestion. So it was good. You're taking the garlic pills, and vitamin E also really helps. So you can check on the vitamin E. I use Nature Sunshine vitamin E with selenium. There's a lot of things that can help. Magnesium orotate also can help the heart. These are some of the things that you can use. On the selenium, I use the Krebs cycle selenium instead of the selenium methionine bound. I like that better because it works better for any kind of cancer.
There is actually a question.
Okay, what's that one?
My son is on low iodine diet for upcoming treatments.
Yes, I just mentioned a lot about iodine. So if it's a child, you know, 1 to 3 drops, depending upon their weight. Again, 150 pound or more, you can 4 or 5 drops of iodine. Again, done very slowly. You do 1 drop a day, and then after 4, 5, or 6 days, you add another drop. And again, like I said, they may need 1 capsule of B-thyroid. Because it's a capsule, you can open it up and put it in something, put it in a little yogurt or some kind of juice and drink it down, and that's an easier way to get it. Thyroid. I cover a lot of thyroid every week. Everybody's always having questions on that. There's a lot to do with thyroid. Let me see if I can get a couple more. 10 organic mistakes that people make. And again, the name, Top 10 Organic Mistakes Are You Making? I covered the first one is the assuming USDA certified organic means it's real good, forgetting about foods from China, don't consume organic canola oil or any kind of canola oil, eating too much dairy products, and 5 was too much bread. 6 is when you go to one of the health food supermarkets like Whole Foods or Sprouts, one of the mistakes is that everybody assumes that everything that is in those stores are organic, and that's not true. You have to, again, even Whole Foods and all of the supermarkets, they sell that blood-thickening organic canola oil, so it doesn't mean it's good because it's in a Whole Foods store. And I think you got to be careful buying some of the prepared foods. Like when you go to Whole Foods, they have like all these prepared foods, and a lot of them are prepared with canola oil. So you would want to turn around and where they prepare those foods, ask the chefs, are they using canola oil? And when they say yes, tell them that you'll never buy any foods that they prepare using it, so that they need to start using either coconut oil or avocado oil, depending upon the temperatures that are cooked with. Olive oil you can use up to about 350 degrees, coconut oil up to 450 to 500, and avocado oil goes over 550 degrees. Again, number six, don't think everything is good when you go to a health food store. Number seven, thinking all natural, gluten-free, or free-range means the product is organic or automatically of similar quality to organic foods. These labels can be really complete lies, and these products are still often loaded with processed, genetically modified ingredients. So as an example, when you buy free-range eggs, I don't necessarily care that it says free-range, because that might be that you get 5,000 chickens cooped up in a large, large pen, but they're still all real close together and not really just free range, which you and I would consider free range. So what I care about when you buy the eggs is that on top of the carton it says high in omega-3. I don't care if it says organic or free range or cage free. I care that it says high in omega-3. So that's what you want. And again, all natural doesn't really have a FDA definition. Gluten-free must be gluten-free according to the FDA. But free range or any of these others are really not known. And again, you want to buy foods that say GMO free. Now, when you buy your free-range beef, often these grass-fed beef are really the last 6 weeks they're taken and put in feedlots and are given corn and soy to fatten them up. So you want to make sure that the beef you use is 100% grass-fed. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we will be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Let me go ahead and finish the last three, 8, 9, and 10 of the 10 organic mistakes that people are making. The last one that we covered was number 7, all natural, gluten-free, free range, and what those really mean. Number 8, there are about 35 or more non-organic substances that are allowed to be included in organic foods. And these are ingredients, and they can be chlorine-based materials, phosphoric acid-based materials. I think it has to do with the corrupt USDA, because they're now forcing, at least from the USDA point of view, that they allow all of these chemicals. They even allow GMO to be labeled as organic. There's sometimes lead salts in the food or arsenic, like in the brown rice. So you have to be careful. When it says California organic, that's something that you can almost guarantee. Not USDA organic, but California organic is going to be one of those. So that was number 8. Number 9 is assuming that the label that says non-GMO, that the product is organic. And that is not necessarily so. And again, it might be non-GMO. But the government allows a certain percentage of GMO to be in as still being labeled as non-GMO. So non-GMO is what we want, but it's not always a trusted label. It's not synonymous with certified organic. And number 10 is buying from organic companies that have already sold out to the big foods corporations. You'll find that any of these organic food companies, tea companies, any of the food, barbers, cookies, things like that, they've all been bought out by big agricultural companies. So even though you think you're buying from a mama papa store, that company may have already been sold out to big food corporations. When you go to a health food store and you see a company called Nature's Way, that again used to be owned way back before John Christopher died. That was his label, Nature's Way. Then when he died, the Murdoch brothers got it. And one of the things they were supposed to do is pay a royalty fee to John Christopher and his family. One of the things is if you change a formula 10, 15%, then it becomes something new. So they did that so they wouldn't have to pay the royalties to John Christopher's family. And then the Murdoch brothers sold out Nature's Way. It's owned by a pharmaceutical company from Germany. And so you have to be careful who you're buying from. It's actually getting more and more difficult. For those of you that are computer savvy, you can go online and see what you can find out to know whether that company is good or not. But as an example, they can have canola oil. They can have MSG in products that are labeled organic, and we know those are not good products. So you have to be careful on that. So those are the top 10 mistakes. And again, industrial contamination farms in China can be lethal, even in the organic industry. And I want you to understand that the USDA does not inspect organic food for heavy metals, including lead, aluminum, mercury, tungsten, cadmium, arsenic. So high levels of these can be extremely toxic to humans. They can accumulate over time. They are not tested by the USDA or the FDA. Again, be careful of stuff from China. One of the things is the darker the foods, the more colored dark foods, the healthier it is, the higher it is in minerals and antioxidants. And these antioxidants are polyphenols and terpenes and cyanidins and anthocyanidins, all these different chemicals that are utilized. That's what you're really paying for when you buy organic compounds. There's a new purple potato, and that's also a nice potato to use instead of white potatoes. But this next article, foods that can cause or prevent inflammation. Some of the foods that are some of the most inflammatory foods are going to be dairy products. We're going to take our break, and we will be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
We are back. I was talking about an article that foods that can trigger inflammation and foods that can help you avoid inflammation. One of the foods that are most inflammatory are high sugar foods. These high sugar foods can cause something called advanced glycation end products, or AGE. And that's like, you know, when you cook sugar, it turns brown. Well, that's what's happening, and that's what happens inside the blood. So you have to be careful. Too much sugar product. So second, sugar can increase gut permeability, and you can get what's called leaky gut syndrome, and it can allow bacteria and toxins from the foods right through the gut into the bloodstream. You want to repair your gut. The things that can repair your gut the best is things like organic sauerkraut or just fermented sauerkraut. I don't even care if it's organic as long as it's a raw culture organic. And then fermented beets, yogurt if it's a raw culture. All of those can help repair leaky gut syndrome. First thing you want to do is cut out all those sugars. Sugars increase body fat, and sugars are stored as fats in the body. And it actually can cause low-density lipoproteins to be small and dense. So the low-density, or the LDL cholesterols, which are usually called the bad ones, there's really two kinds. There's more than that, but there's either a large, fluffy molecule or a small, dense molecule. And we have a lot of sugars that makes the small, dense particles, and that's really bad. We don't like those. They increase inflammatory response in the body. Now, you can measure that with a blood test called C-reactive protein, or CRP is what it's called. That'll tell you how much inflammatory response is going on inside the bloodstream. Anyway, these are things. So avoiding the sugary foods, which can really allow all of those toxins that either can affect the brain, the kidney, the spleen, the liver. And the spleen cleans out all the dead cells, grinds them up, extracts the good stuff out of it, and sends that to the liver. And that, by the way, is called bilirubin. So you can look at that, and it can tell you whether the liver is working well or there's a high turnover of dead cells. Aside from the sugary foods, is the next one is dairy products. Most dairy products are inflammatory. That's just plain dairy products, milk for sure. Again, a small amount of the proper kinds of cheeses or the new yogurt. Instead of from cow's milk, you can get yogurt now from coconut milk. So you have to be careful with dairy products. They can cause and disrupt a lot of stuff that's going on in your gut and in your intestinal tract. Again, it increases the permeability so you can get leaky gut syndrome. Milk contains certain amino acids, and casein is one of them. And there's 100 times more casein in dairy milk from a cow than in mother's milk. So that amino acid can really trigger a lot of inflammatory responses in children and in adults. So I recommend, I don't care if it's organic milk, grass-fed milk, now cheese, yogurt, cottage cheese, and butter, those are different. They've been processed. But milk is really, pure milk is good for baby cows, really not for human consumption. And since there's so many other ones, now there's a lot of controversy. They're going to tell you, oh, you know, a lot of holistic practitioners will tell you organic milk from grass-fed cows. Now, if you're going to drink milk, then, I mean, obviously that would be the milk to drink. But milk in general, drinking any kind of milk is not really healthy. Problem is, milk causes an enzyme called xanthine oxidase to appear in the bloodstream. And xanthine oxidase can cause severe inflammation on the inside of blood vessels. So whether it's organic milk or not organic milk, you get that xanthine oxidase in the bloodstream. Now, it also depends on the person, how sensitive they are. As an example, certain blood types are going to be more susceptible. AB, O type blood doesn't do well with dairy products. So, you know, you have to be careful. It depends how your body reacts to it. Again, I would stay only from the processed dairy products like yogurt, or the only cheeses like, again, is feta cheese, sharp cheddar, Edam, Gouda, or a true Swiss cheese from Switzerland. So again, I covered sugars, I covered dairy products. The next inflammatory food group is really processed meat, bologna and salami and sausage and chorizo and all of these really highly processed meats. And like sugar, they really increase the CRP, or the C-reactive protein, which is an inflammatory marker in your bloodstream. And you can actually measure that. People that eat a lot of that, when you measure their blood, that's going to usually be quite high. It's also arachidonic acid, and that can be an inflammatory response. And so these meats also have that. The next group of foods that are inflammatory are fried foods. A study done recently showed that the diets that had a lot of fried foods, CRP is increased, especially French fries. And actually, French fries are the most consumed vegetable. When they measure how many vegetables you eat, there's two things that are included in vegetables. One is ketchup, the other one is French fries. You have to be careful on that. If you ever get a chance, there's a movie by Mark Sperling, I think, and it was about Super Size Me. And he did an experiment for 30 days, only ate every meal from McDonald's. Now, he went to the doctor first, had all his blood tests, and he got checked out. He was really quite healthy. And then every single meal he ate, he would eat at McDonald's. Now, one of the things that he had to do is if the guy behind the counter said, "Do you want to supersize it?" that he would have to say yes. Well, for the first 3 days, he loved it. He was eating his Big Macs and his French fries and whatever else they sell. I don't know anymore. But by each progressive week, he was getting weaker. He ended up gaining 25 pounds in the month. halfway through, he had a blood test, and then at the end of the 30 days, he had a blood test. And all his liver enzymes, ALT, AST, alkaline phosphatase, all of these bilirubin in his bloodstream, they were all going up, going up, going up. And so that was just showing severe inflammatory response throughout his body. And finally, the doctor said, hey, man, if you don't stop, you're going to end up with liver disease. And so if you get a chance, watch that movie. But one of the things you want to do is make sure you see after the credits, because after the credits, there's about 30 seconds of black dead space. And then all of a sudden they come on and he shows the experiments that he did. And what they did is they went to a local true restaurant. They bought a hamburger and French fries. And then they went to McDonald's and got a hamburger and French fries, or a Big Mac and French fries. And they put it under a glass dome. And then what he would do is he would record and film that every single day. And so what would happen is that every day he would look and see, when did it start to mold? The hamburger that they got from the true restaurant down the street, within a week under the glass dome, it was starting to be completely moldy, the bun. By the end of 30 days, it looked like a science project, all gooey and nasty. You certainly wouldn't want to eat it. Well, every time they showed the Big Mac and the French fries, it didn't matter how long. After a month, it still looked like it had just come fresh from the counter. And he kept that for a year. And at the end of the year, the French fries and the hamburger under the glass still looked exactly the same. No mold, no bacteria growth. And so you have to question, if the bacteria won't eat it, you know, how good can that be? And then the last thing that is highly inflammatory are omega-6 fatty acids, especially the omega-6 derivative fatty acids. That means once it's been cooked, those essential fatty acids of omega-6 change to what's called derivative, omega-6 fatty acid derivatives, and they're a different type. But omega-6 itself is inflammatory. And omega-3 is anti-inflammatory. That's what you get from things like wild salmon and flax oil. And the omega-3s are anti-inflammatory. Omega-6 is inflammatory. And you want to have a ratio of anywhere from 1 to 1 or 3 or 4 to 1. 4 omega-6 to 1 omega-3. That's the normal healthy ratio. But the American diet is about 30 to 1 in favor of omega-6 compared to omega-3s. So you really want to cut out, and especially don't cook omega-6s. And that's things like using Wesson oil and Mazola oil and safflower oil. When you cook, again, I talked about using real butter, but not at high temperatures. Then to saute, if you're going to use 350 degrees or under, olive oil is fine. 450 degrees is coconut oil, and anything above 500 degrees is avocado oil. And avocado oil has the highest smoke point, which is 550 degrees, so you can use avocado oil, especially cold-pressed avocado oil. That's why eating avocados every day is a perfectly healthy fat. They rate, and I've mentioned it before on a radio show, they rate Trix or Cocoa Puffs or Captain Crunch is rated higher and healthier than eating an avocado because of the fat content. They only look at fat and cholesterol and sodium. So if it's high fat, high cholesterol, or high sodium, don't eat it. Well, obviously, an avocado is high fat. Olives, black or green, is high fat. But eat those every day. So being careful of omega-6 fatty acids. Now, the foods that are anti-inflammatory, there's really the highest anti-inflammatory are turmeric, the spice turmeric. The next ones that are anti-inflammatory are your organic dark leafy greens, kale, spinach, collard greens, carrot tops, beet tops, And you can go now to almost any supermarket and buy bagged organic mixed baby greens, and those are going to be anti-inflammatory. And the next one is nuts, things like walnuts and pecans and almonds, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, and as long as they're raw, unroasted, unsalted. And those are the best fats, especially walnuts. And then the last one, similar to dark leafy greens, are your apples. And apples, pectin, is a chemical that's really anti-inflammatory. So those are your best anti-inflammatory foods, and those are your worst inflammatory. I want to thank you all for joining us. Eliezer Ben-Joseph signing off.
The opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not endorsed by Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, and or any other social media outlets. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us again next week for Natural Solutions Radio with Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph, traditional naturopath. Today's show was brought to you by HealthNaturallyETC.com.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-915-915. 833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.